Besides the desktop, where do you see the potential growth coming from?
Mostly mobile, but I think there's a lot of potential in all the markets. The set-top box and TVs and cars and planes, there's a lot of different places where using web technology makes a lot of sense.
What exactly are your plans to really build out your presence here in the American market?
We're putting more and more people on the ground here in the United States. The mobile market in this country has been trailing the rest of the world, but we expect that there's going to be a total change in the next 5 years when it comes to browsers and phones. You'll have full browsers like Opera on the phone, and we think we'll have the strongest product in that market. We're going to push very hard to make sure that we have the market share that we should be having.
In Europe, are you seeing that shift?
There's a significant movement towards this. It's taken a few years, but it's happening now.
Are you seeing real consumer applications yet?
Well, I mean, we were on 8.8 million phones last year, and that's up from 2 million the year before, and 200,000 the year before that. So I think there's a definite trend.
Do you expect companies will stop making WAP websites and just start doing HTML?
I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, WAP doesn't really have a future. I think most people realize that. With WAP 1, it was a totally separate thing, right? With WAP 2, it's still close to the web, but it's still incompatible,